Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, January 4th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen held official talks on Monday in preparation for the Ukraine-EU summit scheduled to take place in Kyiv February 3rd. In his nightly video address to the nation, Zelensky described his hopes for the upcoming summit as a chance for both leaders to outline the key new steps for this year for our common resilience, for our common victory. During the meeting, von der Leyen reportedly emphasized the EU's unwavering solidarity with Ukraine, offering assurances that the bloc would stand with Ukraine in the struggle against the aggressor in 2023 as well, until Ukraine's victory. The first tranche, or roughly 3 billion of an 18 billion euro program of microfinancial assistance from the EU to Ukraine, is expected to arrive this month, along with promised deliveries of school buses, generators, and modular houses, as well as 15 million LED lamps financed by the European Commission. Zelensky also briefed von der Leyen during the meeting on the progress made by Ukraine in implementing the 7 recommendations of the European Commission provided in context of Ukraine's acquisition of EU candidate status. Polish officials announced yesterday that both President Duda and Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki plan to attend this week's funeral of Pope Benedict. After the Vatican announced Benedict's passing on December 31st, Duda posthumously praised Benedict on social media, calling him one of the preeminent theologians of the 20th and 21st centuries. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki also praised Benedict for working closely with his predecessor, the late Polish-born Pope John Paul II, and for his special affinity to Poland. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI died on New Year's Eve at the age of 95. He will be laid to rest in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican on Thursday in a funeral led by Pope Francis. Poland has topped a list of the world's best travel destinations compiled by CNN Travel. In addition to the opportunity to experience luxury accommodations like the gilded palatial Baroque ambience of Hotel Verte in Warsaw, CNN described a trip to Poland as a way to show solidarity with a country which has, in turn, shown solidarity to the people of Ukraine. Whether travelers fancy a city break to the likes of Kraków, Gdańsk, Wrocław, or Poznan, or just to get away from it all in the forests, lakes, and mountains of the countryside, wrote CNN, now is your chance to do some good by taking a vacation. The list of CNN's recommended destinations for 2023 also includes Liverpool in the UK, the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius, the Canadian capital of Ottawa, the Egyptian city of Cairo, Bogota in Colombia, Thessaloniki in Greece, and Charleston in the U.S. state of South Carolina. The Polish tennis team has progressed to the quarterfinals of the United Cup in Australia after beating Switzerland 3-2 to win the group stage. With the team scores tied at 1-1 after a win and a loss on Monday, world number 10 Hubert Hurkacz earned an all-important second point for Poland yesterday after beating former Swiss Grand Slam champion Stan Wawrinka. World number 48 Magda Linet followed with a heroic win over world number 35 Jill Teichmann, securing a place for the Polish team in the city final in Brisbane. With victory assured, Świątek and Hurkacz were replaced by Alicja Rosolska and Kasper Żuk for the final mixed singles match, which the Swiss won comfortably in two sets. The Polish team is now set to face Italy in Brisbane today for a place in the United Cup semifinals, which are scheduled for Friday in Sydney.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cool with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon and a strong breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will start out just above freezing at 1 degree centigrade or 34 degrees Fahrenheit before climbing to a high of 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit in the late evening and overnight. Similar cool, wet weather and more rain showers are expected tomorrow with a chance for some snow on Friday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.